Abul Omar Harayolai, if somebody says Harayolai is Mechayiv himself, stam to bring an animal for Korban, or to give money to Hegdish, but he doesn't have the money or the animal here yet, loy, even according to Yehuda, look at Chili, should not do it. And Rashi says, because there's a shash, Dilma Posha Bloy Mechayim. Maybe the person will be a Pesheya, he'll slip, and he won't bring the Korban, he won't give the money. So you see, even according to Yehuda, it's not Lechatchila. So you see, the Mishnah says a kol marich and a kol noidrin, and it only means b'di'evet. So maybe that's trying now Mishnah also, a kol shafim is even b'di'evet. Another question. For chol ha'kol, the Mishnah says, no, the opposite. It, like you want to say, it doesn't mean lechatchila, I'll prove to you no. For chol ha'kol lav lechatchilu. Like, isn't it simple that every time it says the word ha'kol, it means lechatchila? And if so, when the Mishnah says in Erechim, ha'kol chayavim besukah, everybody's chayiv to have a sukkah. Ha'kel chayiv mitzitzis. Everybody's mechayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. So, hochinam, you want to tell me lav lechatchila chayivim? That you're not lechatchila? Hochinam, it lav lechatchila. You want to say it's not lechatchila? Hey, savad over there, lechatchila, you're mechayiv in the mitzvah sukkah. Whoever's mechayiv in the mitzvah, and avad, you're mechayiv in the mitzvah tzitzis. So, you see, avad, the word ha'kel means lechatchila. So, more like this. Chayivim loy kamina. If the Mishnah says clearly over the Hakol Chayovim, so we're not talking about that. That's Chita and Echnami. Hakol Chayovim is Chita. When it says Chayovim Chita, that's Lechatchila. Our only Shandler is like in our Mishnah, those Mishnahs in where it doesn't say Chayovim. Does it mean Lechatchila or not? Yeah. Samora says, yeah. Elamayat is so. It says what Hakol Soimchin. Everybody can make a smicha. In the Gemara Mishnah Nochus we had Echad Ha'anoshim, whether a man, the Echad Ha'anoshim were the ladies. So Ha'chinam, they're also the Lav Lechatchila, it's not Lechatchila, Avada, that's the mitzvah. The Mishnah says, Akol Sonchu means everybody, means it's the mitzvah Lechatchila. I will say, the Pasuk says, V'somach Yodoy V'nirtza, says make a smicha and V'nirtza. Yeah. V'somach Yodoy V'nirtza. So the mashman lechatchila is supposed to make a mitzvah smicha. So how could he say there's no mitzvah smicha? Yes. Again, it says the stomach yod of a nirtza. Samora says, nirtz in. So Samora says, enechnami in. Ika hakol lechatchila. Like we're coming out now enechnami. Then when a Mishnah says hakol shertim akomarichim, it could mean both. Sometimes the word hakol means takal lechatchila. Like in our Mishnah, or this mitzvah by tzitzis, the ika hakol the yevit. Sometimes the Mishnah says, I call mamirim, tamura, it's only b'di'evit. Elo, hakel d'hocho. So still the question then. How do you know if you ask the question that our Mishnah, hakel shertim is lechatchila? Elo, hakel d'hocho, mimai. Lechatchila, who told you it's going on lechatchila? The tikshalot, that he's asking his theory from the beginning of our Mishnah. So the safe of the Mishnah, Dilma may be b'di'evit, who maybe our Mishnah only means, hakel shertim also means only b'di'evit. Since you have some Mishnahs that Akel means Midiyevid, maybe it also means Midiyevid. And therefore, with the Tikshalachor, you won't have any question. Yeah? But Tikshalachor. So Marin says, or Malay says back to him, Ano Shchitosan Ksheira Kashali. To me, it's bothering Shchitosan Ksheira. That's what's bothering me. Yeah. He answer back again, but Omalay Ano Shchitosan Ksheira Kashali. When the Mishnah ends up and says Shchitosan Ksheira, that's what's bothering me. Midiktani Shkitosan Ksheira, since it says Loshna Shkitosan Ksheira, is Mashmad Yevit only be the Yevit that the Shkit is kosher? If so, when the Mishnah starts off and says Mechlal, Ti Hakril, Lechatchilahu, to Mashmad at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says Loshna of Hakril Shechtim, that for sure means Lechatchilah. Why? Because the Yevit, if the beginning of the Mishnah, Hakril Shechtim also only means be the Yevit, if they made the Shkit is good, if so, Tata the Yevit Lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to say two times b'di'evit? The Mishnah says Hakel Shechtim, then it says Loshnov Shchitos and Shera. So if they both means only b'di'evit, what do you have to say twice for? So this type is Mash Makel Shechtim is Mash Weaver Lechatchila. And then the Shchitos and Shera is Mash only b'di'evit. So here you have to say the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. And one's Lechatchila and one's b'di'evit. But that's what's bothering us though. Clear Mashma, one's Lechatchila and one's b'di'evit. So where it says yes. Omar Rabba Barula. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Hochiktoni. Ha'kel Shechtim, everybody can make a Shechitim. V'yafilu Tomei B'chulin. Even if the Shechit is Tomei, so what? They can make a Shechitim on a Behemoth Chulin. Maybe on Kodshim he shouldn't do it. But on Chulin there's nothing wrong. He can make a shechita even though he himself is tamei. That's the Chiddush. Yeah, for the Gemara, tamei b'chulin malam emer. What's the havmina? Why not? There's no one yet to keep a Torah. So what's wrong? Why can't you make a shechita if you're tamei? It's a behemoth chulin. What should be wrong? The Gemara says the Chiddush is b'chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. Talking about true, the animal is an animal of chulin. But somebody is marked that he only eats his chulin the tyrus hakodesh for the same type of tyra. Rashi says, "The rekash rashi's pshita dolei huzru yisola tyrus chulin chleim stam yisrael his chulin can be eaten even on Sunday." The answer is the person here was marked that shenas tyrus hakodesh the kibbuleh the person the kavul upon himself like a neder lechol the tyrus hakodesh shiroitz lahagul atzman the tyrus kochim shim yechus lam moitayda. That's the Chiddush. This person accepted upon himself, even his chulin, no need for Taira. That's the Chiddush. Ksavar, our Mishnah, that chulin, shenas, or Taira, is Kodesh Dami. Rashi says, v'chayiv lahavdu mid rabbonim mikol tumasim. And really, such a person has to stay away from all tumah. V'afilu hochi, even so, Mishnah says the Chiddush, that shechun l'chachila. And the case we'll soon see is of the Sakana Rucha Rashi, that the long knife that he's not going to touch the animal. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though this person is not petit, he's chulin b'tayro, still he's not a shech the animal, even though he's tummy. Samura says, how does he do it then? So how could he eat it? Maybe Sakana Rucha, he has to take a long knife. V'sheichet bo, and he'll shech with the knife. So the kid, so he only touches the knife, but he doesn't touch the meat. Therefore, the meat doesn't become tummy. So, I'll address the question. Maybe the second, we'll have a shirk about. Can Kresh Liga Babasa? That he should not touch the Basa. Uvu Mekdashim, but let's say it's Kodshim, or it's a Behema Kodshim, then it means La Yishka, then you should not make such a Shchita. Why? It's a Gzera, Shem Liga Babasa. It has to say for the Mishnah. If the Behema is Kodshim, then you should not make the Shchita of your tummy, even though using a long knife. But the Yimshachat the Yama Boruli Shlo Nagati, the person makes the Shchit and he says clearly I'm for sure that I did not touch the meat, Kshera and Echnami, then the Maisataku is kosher. Yeah. So that's Psham the Bidyevit of the Mishnah, that Bidyevit of the person that's Tomei made the Shchit on the Koch, on the Korbin, and he says clearly he did not touch it, so Bidyevit it's a good Shchit. Then the Mishnah says, Chutz Micheresh Shait of the Kotim, the afilu b'chulin gredo, the yevid namilai. By them, even by regular behemoth chulin, b'diyevid namilo. Not only l'chatchila not, but even b'diyevid they should not do it. Why? Because shem yishua, shem yidrusu. We're afraid if they make the shchita cotton, maybe he'll wait in between, maybe he'll press down too hard, shem yachlidu, he'll push the knife in between the two simonim, and therefore even b'diyevid it's no good. But then it says the chulin sheshachato the acherin rayunaisam. Then it ends off. But if somebody else is watching them do it, then the ma'is is kosher. The chulin sheshachato someone says hi. In which case is it going on? That if somebody else is watching, that is good. Lem, if you want to tell me acherin shait to the cotton for the gemara Allah koi, that's what the mishnah just ended off from. If so, the yim shachato mi boilei. It should have said the yim. Now loshno the chulin sheshachato. We're talking about acherin shait to the cotton. So it's going back to them, it just should have said, V'yim shachato v'cherim reynos nefkasha. What's lashon of a kulam? So it's mashma is something else. Yeah. The Morris says rather, atomei b'chulin. It's going on what if a person is tomei, shech bin chulin. For at the Gemara Noho, Amarti, he said, l'chatchilo nami shachit. He's allowed to shech l'chatchilo without somebody watching him. So it can't be going back to that. V'yela rather is going back to atomei b'mekdoshim. So if you have a korbin, and the shochet is tamei, if he makes the shchita and somebody else is watching him, then it's good. So we're still left no, then we just got finished saying that the boreli sagi, that if the shochet is here telling us that he tells us for sure he did not touch the meat, then it's okay. So what do you have to have achirim very nice for? Someone says yes, the case is going back to mekdoshim a korban, and the case is the less they come on the mishaylei, that the shochet is not here anymore. So therefore, we know the shochet was tamei. And he shechted the korban. In such a case, if he's not here, we don't know. Maybe it's tamei. But if somebody else watched him and saw him and saw that we did not touch it, then it's okay. So Mura says, Hai tamed b'mikdoshim v'yoch enough, could you learn enough from over here? That's what our Mishnah is talking about. V'yosem enough, it's a Mishnah we had in Tzvachim. Mishnah over there says, Kol ha-psumu sheshochtu, shkitosin k'sheira. Says over there, all the psumu neke shkita is k'sheira. Sha-shkita k'sheira b'zarim. Even by kochim, even a zar can make a shkita. V'noshim, noshim also can make a shkita. U'bavodim, even a nevi can make a shkita. U'v'tumeim, some atomic can make a shkita. V'yafilu b'kodesh kadoshim, even by kochim also. U'v'vash liyu tumeim. The only concern is they should not be tumei for noigim b'bosa. The only problem is they can't be tumei touching the bosa. So it's mash medir that l'chitkili should not do kochim. So how come we're saying that's trying our mission over here? So where it says, yes, I'll tell you, ho iker. Here is the iker mishnah. Hossam over there, I did the toni, sharp sulim, toni nami toni b'mikdash, toni b'mikdashim. Since over there it talks about sharp sulim, it also puts in where in this case a toni b'mikdashim. In the Chama, that's not the chiddish over there. But now mishnah, that's the chiddish. And that we say, b'diyevit is good, meaning if you make an eshkita on kochim, so if you are tomei l'chachil, do not make the eshkita, we're afraid maybe you'll touch it, but b'diyevit though it's good. The boy from the hotel could be like this, Hosom Iker over there the Iker. To the Kodshim Koi. There is talking about Mesechtas walking about Kodshim. Hoch over here by Chulin, I did the Tony Tomei B'Chulin. Since the Mishnah wants to tell you in the Reisha that even though you're Tomei, you're allowed to make a Shrit L'Katkhila. On a Behemoth Chulin is Tony Nami Tomei B'Midoshim. Our Mishnah also puts in already that B'Diyevet is good by Kodshim also. Not L'Katkhila, only B'Diyevet. Yeah. So I must list the question. So we're telling us our Mishnah is talking about the person that's Tomei, and his Shech thinks if it's Chulin, that's even L'chatchila. If it's Kodshim, it's only B'dievet. And again, why wasn't he Metama the meat? Because he Shechta with a long knife, so he's only touching the knife, not the meat. So our first question, Hai Tomei Yitma B'mai, how did this person become Tomei? Ilai Med Yitma B'mais, if you want to say he touched the mace, so it comes out that this person has Tumas mace on him. If so, when he touches the knife, the halal cherub om rachmono, that cherub harayel kachalal. Avatumhu, litmuy le sakin, for yoza sakin.